This is the Composer's Datebook for August 1st. I'm John Zak. At 6.05 p.m. on today's date in 2007, the Interstate 35W bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, plunging dozens of cars and trucks into the Mississippi River. 13 people died. Investigators said a design flaw was to blame, and the event served as a wake-up call about America's crumbling infrastructure. It also inspired a new piece of music. Earlier in 2007, Minnesota composer Linda Tutis Haugen had been commissioned to write a piece for solo instrument and organ for performance at the 2008 American Guild of Organists National Convention, which was to be held in Minneapolis. Haugen had been looking at various hymn tunes for inspiration when the I-35 bridge collapsed. As she later recalled, I'd had family members who'd been over the bridge a day before. A friend's daughter had crossed 5 minutes before the collapse. Many people in the Twin Cities were feeling, it could have been me. I started rereading the texts of the hymns that I had been considering, and there was one that talks about God of hill and plain o'er which our traffic runs, and wherever God your people go, protect them by your guarding hand. That hymn inspired my writing. Linda Tutis Haugen scored her new piece for trumpet and organ using the tune Melita and titled it Invocation and Remembrance. For me, said Haugen, it's a prayer, an invocation for protection, and also a remembrance of what happened. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.